Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jesse Blair Myrie.
Good day, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are on this lovely planet that God has created. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website, and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic. This fruit protects against the top two killer diseases. The top two. A simple fruit. A simple little tiny fruit can protect against the top two killers in America. It's unbelievable. And if we can just eat the way God intended for us to eat, we wouldn't have to worry about diseases and sicknesses. But nevertheless, we are here in reality, and people just prefer to please the palate rather than their beings, their entire beings, their bodies. So I hope to shed some light on the matter and hoping that you will learn from what I have to share with you from GreenMedInfo. And it's also a health coach, and I'm a health coach as well, that actually can assist with this information, has assisted with this information that I'm going to share with you. Research is wonderful. Well, just a cup a day of these tiny treats fend off heart disease and cancer. You're probably wondering, what is it? What is it? What is it? Well, if you still think that these tiny little fruits, if you still think of them as an occasional summer treat, well, you're going to think again. Probably wondering, a summer treat? Well, research confirms that eating just a cup a day of this fruit helps fend off heart disease and cancer. And so, drumroll, please. That fruit is blueberries. Yes, yes, yes. Yum, yum, yum. Blueberries. In a new study from Florida State University, researchers found that a daily serving of blueberries could be key to fighting cardiovascular disease. Now, they conducted a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial with 48 postmenopausal women with prehypertension or stage 1 hypertension. Every day, half the women were given either a placebo or 22 grams of freeze-dried blueberry powder. We're talking about the real thing here. The powder was equivalent to 1 cup of fresh blueberries. So it was obviously easier to give them the powder than to give them a couple of fresh blueberries every day. I prefer fresh, but this is what this study shows. During the trial, researchers evaluated the women's blood pressure as well as their levels of nitric oxide. They also measured arterial stiffness using brachial ankle pulse wave velocity, that's PWV, and like it mattered to you, who knows, but I'm just sharing with you anyway, considered the gold standard in evaluating arterial damage. Arterial stiffness is a symptom of atherosclerosis and is predictive of cardiovascular risk. It indicates that the heart has to work harder to circulate blood to the peripheral blood vessels. So now, the study results were published in the Journal of Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. After just 8 weeks, folks, 8 weeks, that's equivalent to 2 months, the women who took the blueberry powder had significantly lowered their systolic, 5.1%, and diastolic, 6.3% blood pressure. Those on the placebo, they had absolutely no change. Zilch, nada, nothing. In addition, women taking the blueberry powder reduced their arterial stiffness on average by 6.5%. No change was seen in the placebo group. The researchers attributed the beneficial effects to an amazing 68.5% increase in blood levels of nitric oxide in the women who took the blueberry powder. Now, nitric oxide is known to widen blood vessels to increase blood flow and lower blood pressure. Those on the placebo had no changes in nitric oxide levels. Now, the authors noted that their results were of clinical significance because they demonstrate that blood pressure can be favorably altered by the addition of a single dietary component. For example, in this example, blueberries. It's amazing what God's creation can do. He provided these natural food sources for you and for me, for us. But we've just got to take it, eat it, apply it. And that's what most people have not been doing. Hence, the reason for, one of the main reasons for hypertension and cancer. Now, we're not going to talk about environmental toxins. That's another reason why there's so many diseases and sicknesses, and it just keeps getting worse. We know that. There are just some things that are in the air, and you have things such as air purifiers. You can move closer to the beach. I mean, you know, it's not probably not feasible for everyone on the face of the planet. Not everyone can move closer to the beach. If that's the case, no one would live inland. There would be absolutely no residents there, and, you know, we wouldn't spend enough time like we do working inland than we do on the beach at home, because most people do work outside of the home. So there are some things that are somewhat unavoidable, but the things that we can avoid and that we can control, that is what we need to do. We need to do that. The authors, they went on to suggest that daily blueberry consumption may be effective in preventing the progression of pre-hypertension to hypertension in post-menopausal women. So if you're thinking, well, I'm premenopausal, it don't apply to me. Well, think again, you're a human being, and so you don't want to wait to get to that level before you have to do something about it. Erasmus said it well, prevention is better than a cure. So if we can prevent diseases, if you can prevent sicknesses, then that is what we need to take up. Jordan Rubin says it all the time. I always quote him, you can pay the farmer now or you can pay the doctor later. It's your choice, and we all have choices. So I admonish each and every one of us to eat the food sources that God has created for us. Many berries contain polyphenols that have been proven to improve blood pressure, endothelial function, and arterial stiffness. But blueberries are one of the richest sources of polyphenols, including flavonoids. Flavonoids, potato, potato, depends on how you want to pronounce it, phenolic acids, and still beans. Still beans are, they're powerful antioxidants. So prior research showed that wild blueberries improve endothelial function. So, you know, it's like saying, get yourself a hand of blueberries. But just don't get any blueberries. It's always best to get the organic ones because those are not the ones that are sprayed with pesticides. The non-organic or the conventional blueberries or berries for that matter, fruit on a whole are sprayed. And you can just Google it, as they say, to gather more information on how our produce is treated when it is not organic. You will see videos that will shock you. Trust me, just do a little bit of research and you will learn so much more. There was another study that found that eating 3 or more servings of blueberries per week slashes the risk of heart attack by as much as 32%. So, you know, if you know you have heart issues, you want to be on the first trip, the first wherever, to your local grocer or a health food store that sells some organic blueberries, and you want to pick up yourself a bunch or 2 or 3 for that matter, because like they said, eating 3 or more servings of blueberries per week slashes the risk of heart attack by as much as 32%. Now, blueberries boost cancer defenses as well. The Florida State University results were backed up by another recent study in the journal Nutrition Research. In that study, researchers from North Carolina found that daily blueberries helped people with pre-hypertension significantly reduce their diastolic blood pressure compared to placebo. But the North Carolina study also found that blueberries increase natural killer cells, NK, natural killer. NK cells are white blood cells that play a critical role in the immune system's defense against foreign invaders like viruses and tumors. They scan the body for abnormal cells and destroy them before they can develop into actual cancers. The researchers divided 25 sedentary men and postmenopausal women in every day. One group received a placebo, while the other was given 38 grams of blueberry powder. The powder was equivalent to 250 grams of fresh fruit. After 6 weeks, the blueberry group saw significant increases in NK cells, natural killer cells. The results were consistent with earlier research by the same team finding that blueberries improve NK cell counts, oxidative stress, and inflammation in trained athletes. More on that later. Other research has found that anthocyanins in blueberries may help prevent the free radical damage associated with cancer. In obese patients, blueberries have also been found to improve insulin sensitivity and reduce cardiovascular risk factors. In addition to polyphenols, blueberries are an excellent source of vitamins K, vitamin C, manganese, and fiber. And lots of us need the fiber. Trust me, we all need more fiber. During the summer months, enjoy them fresh. I know it's not even spring yet where I am, or if you're listening to me anywhere near where I live in the Northeast, it's not spring yet. Technically, spring does not come until next week, Friday, March the 20th. However, looking forward to it today is weather 56 high in my neighborhood, 58, anywhere from 56 to 58. That's very close to room temperature, and so it's very nice. And summer, therefore, is right around the corner. We're already in daylight saving time. And so the days are longer and brighter. And when the summer rolls around, enjoy fresh organic blueberries. Out of season, you can easily find them frozen or dried. So if you're having trouble finding them now, which probably you are, you can get them frozen or dried. And frozen is very good for you. If you realize and understand that it's like the first crop, when they take the crops and they clean it, and right after that, that's where the frozen berries come from. It's not like they sit somewhere on the shelf. It's okay, we're not selling these, we're not getting rid of them fast enough, let's freeze them now and then sell them. Pretty much as they're picked, they're frozen, and then you can purchase them from your local grocery store. You can add blueberries to salads, yogurt, oatmeal, or smoothies. Love them in smoothies, of course. Or just eat them by the handful. Love it that way as well. Some are tart, some are sweet, all depends. All different types of blueberries, but the point is, just get them. Just get them. And then I'm going to share with you some health benefits of blueberries. But back to blueberries that improve NK cell counts, oxidative stress, and those of in athletes. Here's the abstract. Blueberries are rich in antioxidants known as anthocyanins, which may exhibit significant health benefits. Strenuous exercise is known to acutely generate oxidative stress and an inflammatory state, and serves as an on-demand model to test antioxidant and anti-inflammatory compounds. The purpose of this study was to examine whether 250 grams of blueberries per day for 6 weeks and 375 grams given 1 hour prior to 2.5 hours of running at 72% maximum oxygen consumption counters oxidative stress, inflammation, and immune changes. 55 well-trained subjects were recruited and randomized into blueberry groups. And some of these numbers don't make sense, so I wouldn't even bother to read that. Blood, muscle, and urine samples were obtained pre-exercise and immediately post-exercise, and blood and urine 1 hour post-exercise. Blood was examined for isoproteins, for oxidative stress, cortisol, cytokines, homocysteine, leukocytes, T-cell function, natural killer, and lymphocyte cell counts for inflammation and immune system activation, and ferric-reducing ability of plasma for antioxidant capacity. Muscle biopsies were examined for glycogen and NFKB expression to evaluate stress and inflammation. Urine was tested for modification of DNA and RNA as markers of nucleic acid oxidation. 2 times 3 repeated measures is treatment times and times the 3 times repeated measures of ANOVA was used for statistical analysis. Increases in F2 isoproteins and 5-OHMU were significantly less in BB, and plasma IL-10 and NK cell counts were significantly greater in BB versus COM. Changes in all other markers did not differ. This study indicates that daily blueberry consumption for 6 weeks increase NK cell counts and acute ingestion reduces oxidative stress and increases anti-inflammatory cytokines. You know, it's just a matter of not even doing as much homework as it is in eating as natural and as healthy as you can. And so the point is just eat as close as to what God created as possible. If it's processed in any way, once again, the more processed it is, the less of it you should eat. We're talking things that should sit on the shelves in your local grocers for weeks, months, without going bad. Because it's in a box, it's in a package, and you can use it thereafter. So as much of that we can avoid, the better it is for our health. Now, here are 10 health benefits of blueberries. And I love this, so I've got to share it with you. 10 health benefits of blueberries. And once again, I admonish you to get the organic blueberries. Otherwise, they're just full of pesticides and don't do as well. And you don't want to be filling up your system of pesticide-ridden food. So here are the 10 health benefits of blueberries. Antioxidants boost immunity. Okay? That's one health benefit. Blueberries also neutralize free radicals and slow aging process. Now, we all want that, right? We want a pill in a bottle that can make us look all so youthful. Well, eat yourself some blueberries. There you go. They also aid in reducing belly fat. Woo-hoo! That muffin top that you've been trying to get rid of? Yeah. More fiber. More blueberries. They're loaded with fiber, antioxidants, of course. And so get yourself some. They also, blueberries, help prevent and combat cancer. We've already gone through the research, the studies that were done by Florida State University and North Carolina University. We understand that. They also, blueberries, improve brain function. They improve your brain function. So if you're feeling a little foggy, a little cloudy in the brain there, get yourself some antioxidants for sure. And we're talking blueberries here, so grab a handful. Blueberries aid in digestive and urinary tract health. So that's very important. It's always an issue. We're not immune to it, so definitely blueberries. Guess what else blueberries do? Blueberries improve your vision. Wow. You kidding me? You mean I can see better, even better than I already do, if you have good eyesight, that is, of course. Yeah, it actually can improve your vision. Blueberries can. Blueberries can also slow the breakdown of bones. Now, very important. Women, also men, but we understand that osteoporosis targets women more than it does men. And we also know that March is Women's History Month. So the history is women are more susceptible to osteoporosis. So here's the deal. It slows the breakdown of bones. So get yourself a handful of organic blueberries. And last but certainly not least, blueberries enhance your mood. So if you're feeling a little cranky, a little lethargic, not in such a good mood, grab yourself a bunch of blueberry goodness. Those little bites will help you tremendously in the way you feel, improves your mood, and of course, we've already gone through all of the other health benefits of blueberries. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, blueberries protect against top two killer diseases. If you didn't know, well, now you know. And on that note, we're going to move right into Wednesday's word, which comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion, The Power of Speech. The Power of Speech. And it spoke to my heart, and I hope it speaks to yours. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. James 4, verse 7. You have a tongue and a voice. These instruments of speech can be used destructively, constructively. You can use your tongue to slander, to gripe, to scold, to nag, and to quarrel. Or you can bring it under the control of God's Spirit and make it an instrument of blessing and praise. The 20th century version of James 3, verse 3 says, when we put bits into the horses' mouths to make them obey us, we control the rest of their bodies also. Just so, when we submit to the claims of Christ upon our lives, our untamed natures are brought under his control. We become meek, tamed, and fit for the master's service. That's Wednesday's word. It's amazing how I read also from this morning, Joyce Meyer. I have her app on my phone, and I read today's daily word, and it talked about in the horse's mouth. And it's amazing how, you know, that we don't know that the horses have a reining ear. And so the prayer basically is that the Lord will help us to have an ear to hear what he's saying to us in a still small voice. But what I learned about the horses, and back to this, is, you know, there are bits that we put, we meaning human beings, put into the horses' mouths to make them obey us. We can control them by just putting that in their mouths and holding on the reins. And, you know, whether you go left or right, it depends on which way you go, the horse will follow. It will obey you. So if we have that much control over a horse, we can definitely control ourselves. And we can definitely control our tempers, our speech, our becoming more attuned to what God has to say to us. So I hope this was helpful to you. Once again, I hope that we can all remember that our body is a temple and that we need not destroy it, 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. It's so important that we do what is best for our temples, our bodies. God, if God dwells in you, why would you damage your temple where God dwells? With, processed foods, smoking, drinking alcohol excessively, just doing things to your body that is not appropriate and it's not healthy. So let's get a little bit more healthy, body of Christ. And those of you who are listening, who are wondering, well, I just like the way it tastes. It tastes good. Well, once again, I'll quote Jordan Rubin, farmer now, or you can pay the doctor later. And trust me, it's much more miserable. And it's not even miserable, the former, but it's much more miserable to have to pay the doctor. One, it's costing you money, and two, it's costing you time and pain because you have to go through so much. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us just be admonished that we have a wonderful creation given by God that we can definitely change for the better. We have control over that. So God bless you, and I hope to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Until next week, God bless you all, and bye-bye.